Welcome to the Light Church Podcast. This is David Oaks, pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oaks and David Oaks Ministries. Thanks for joining me for this latest edition of the Light Church Podcast. Join us online at www.davidoaksministries.org. And if you're in the Oklahoma area, stop by and see us at 1244 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, right on Highway 75. We'd love to have you join us. To all the pastors who are listening in India, we're so glad that you're with us again. Send us a note. Let us know if you're learning anything, or if you have questions that you'd like for us to answer, send those questions to us. We'd love to answer them in Jesus' name. Well, if you have your Bibles with you, again, now if you're driving your car and listening on your iPod, it's difficult to open your Bible, so we don't want any wrecks. But if you're running on the path listening to your podcast, we want you, glory to God, to know that we're reading our Bible here. And if you're at home, be sure to get your Bible and turn with me to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Now, we have something a little different tonight than we normally have when we're doing our podcast, is I have some people here actually listening, and I'm not just preaching to a microphone. So I'll let you hear them to let you know that they're here. They have one cue for an amen.
Amen.
So we're just glad to have them. Glory to God as we open the Word of God together. The Spirit of the Lord laid this next subject on my heart, and so we're going to take this podcast and at least one more to discuss the subject of pastor, shepherds, and the sheep. Pastor, shepherds, and the sheep. Chapter 4 of Ephesians, verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Here was Jesus. Jesus had died. Jesus had gone to the belly of the earth for 3 days, and he's getting ready to raise victoriously. And on his ascension out of the depths of the earth, it says that he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first unto the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And notice what it says. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Those five groups of people, my friends, are the gifts that the Lord Jesus Christ gave. And here's the reason why he gave them: for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So God gave the fivefold ministry for the purpose of bringing the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to maturation. Now we want to draw your attention to one of those gifts specifically in our study of pastor, shepherds, and the sheep. And that is the gift of the pastor. The word pastor comes from the Greek word poimen. Now, it's only translated one time in the New Testament as pastor, and some 16 times is this word translated in the New Testament as shepherd. So we could say, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some shepherds and teachers. Now, let's look over to Matthew, if you would, please. Matthew, the 9th chapter, and we'll find an instance where it's translated as shepherd. We want you to know that pastors are shepherds. They have a duty to do in the body of Christ. Glory to God. The pastor has closer dealings with the sheep in the body of Christ than any other ministry gift. Every person in the body of Christ ought to have a pastor shepherd. That's just the way it is. Glory to God. That's the way God set it up. Now, the other gifts are to teach and to edify the body of Christ and to build them up also. But the gift that has the most contact with the people in the body of Christ are pastor shepherds. Matthew 9, verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Notice what Jesus did. When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion because these sheep were scattered as sheep, not having a shepherd, not having a pastor. God knows how important it is for those in the body of Christ to have a shepherd, a pastor shepherd, in care over them, caring for them, taking care of their needs, herding them, glory to God. And so we're going to continue now to look at pastors, shepherds. Now look at Acts, the 20th chapter. The word of God is our authority for anything that we teach. So we have to look at scriptures. Again, hopefully, if you're in a situation where you can read a Bible, we hope that you have your Bible turning along with us. Praise the Lord. Now the Apostle Paul, this is his farewell to the Ephesians, and he says in verse 28, take heed in chapter 20, verse 28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. He is speaking again to pastor shepherds. They are the ones that are the overseers over the flock. Notice what he said, take heed therefore unto yourself. Let me read that to you out of the Amplified Bible because it's a little bit clearer. It says, take care and be on guard for yourselves. So he's speaking to pastor shepherds and he's telling them, number one, you got to take care and be on guard for you first. Pastor shepherds just can't live the way they want to live and then expect people to live a certain way. Number one, they have to take care of themselves and be on guard for themselves. That's number one that he gave to these instruction that he gave to these pastor shepherds. And the whole flock over the which the Holy Spirit has appointed you bishops and guardians. So here he's teaching them, number one, you have to take care of yourself. You have to guard yourself. And then you do the same thing for the flock. You know, sometimes pastor shepherds and even other ministry gifts, they have levied on them that they're dictators or they try to control the body of Christ. They try to do this or they try to do that. You know what a dictator is. A dictator is one that expects people to do something that he himself won't do. That's what makes him a dictator. He will have them do all of the works and all the things that he himself would never do. Well, you're going to keep yourself from being a dictator if you guard yourself and you put yourself in a position where you will do anything and everything that the leader is requiring of the people. You're a dictator if you tell somebody that they can't do this or can't do that, but you at the same time are doing it. That's wrong. I mean, that's why people like Saddam Hussein, he made people do things that he himself wouldn't do. He stole from them, made them live in poverty, and he wouldn't think about doing it himself not one second. In fact, he stole from them so that he could live a higher level of life. Well, any man who does that is a dictator. But a man, glory be unto God, that uses the word of God to gain what he gets and the blessings from God that he gets, that man, glory to God, then turns around and teaches the principles that he has used in his life to be blessed and teaches them to people so that if they straighten out their lives and walk and live a certain way and take the scriptures and put them in and adhere to them, that the same blessing will come up on them. That's not a dictator. That's a man that says, this has worked for me in a certain way, and if you do the same thing, it will work for you. Notice what it says again. Take care and be on guard for yourselves and the whole flock over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you bishops and guardians to shepherd. Notice what it says in parentheses in the Amplified Bible. To tend and feed and guide the church of the Lord or of God which he obtained for himself, buying it and saving it for himself with his own blood. Now, not only does this scripture tell us, glory to God, and this is amazing. Not only is it teaching us about the blood of Jesus, this is not the only thing required for success, but God has set men and women in the church to be pastor shepherds to feed the flock. And this is one of the main things that will give success to people. Glory to God. Now, 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, if you would, please. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. God is a wonderful God. Remember us online at www.davidoaksministries.org. And online, you can find other audio downloads. You can log on to our healing school. In the summer of 2003, we taught 51 nights on the subject of healing. And you can go to the website, click on Healing School, download or listen to with your computer without downloading. Some people don't have computers with a lot of memory, so you might not want to download those large files, but you can listen to them. They'll stream to your computer, and you can be taught the Word of God concerning healing at www.davidoaksministries.org. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 2. He says again to pastor shepherds, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. The Amplified Bible says it this way, tend, nurture, guard, guide, and fold the flock of God. That is your responsibility. The pastor, shepherd, has a responsibility to nurture, to guard, to guide, and to fold the flock of God. Notice what it says, not by coercion or constraint, but willingly. But willingly. We're supposed to willingly do this. We're supposed to willingly tend the sheep. We're supposed to willingly nurture the sheep. Willingly guard the sheep. Willingly guide the sheep. Willingly gather the sheep together. I mean, you shouldn't have to call us up and say, are we going to have church this month? Well, yes, we're going to have church this month. Our job is to fold the flock, to put the flock in the sheepfold and to bring them together. And we're supposed to do it willingly. I mean, nobody has to call me up tomorrow morning and say to me, well, you know, you need to be nurturing. You need to be guarding. You need to be guiding. You need to do that. I don't want to do it today. No, we do it willingly. I get up in the morning and say, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to get on my face. I'm willing, glory to God, to pray for these people. I'm willing that when God gives me supernatural insight into situations that people have, I am willing to pray and to see God's power come about in their life for deliverance. Oh, you know, every once in a while, you'll have people that you won't see for 2 or 3, 4 weeks. I mean, you know, they get caught up in the things of life and you might not see them. Well, you know, you have to willingly pick up the phone. You can't have something. Are you going to do anything about this? No, you willingly. You call them up. Glory to God. You go see them. You talk to them. You see how you can bless them. See, that's the job of the pastor shepherd. Glory to God. Pastors, shepherds are not evangelists. They're not prophets. They're not apostles. They deal with the people every single day. They're there for the people. Glory be unto God. Notice what it says. We got to do this willingly. Not dishonorably motivated by the advantages and profits belonging to the office, but eagerly and cheerfully. In other words, our motivation can't be the advantage that we get, the money that we might get, the praise that we might get. I tell you what, every once in a while, somebody will give forth praise. But I can tell you the other side of that, many, many times people won't praise you. They'll curse you. And you have to remember that. But you can't do it for the advantages or the profits. I thank God my wife and I have profited being ministers. But that's not the way it's always been. And we did it before we were blessed. And we will do it now that we're blessed. And we're eager to do it and cheerful about it. Notice what it says. Not domineering as arrogant, dictatorial, and overbearing persons. Well, I just mentioned that a few minutes ago, my friends. I mean, you are a dictator. Let me restate it. You are a dictator when you're not adhering to those same principles that you're requiring of somebody else. It's difficult for a parent to go in and tell their child to make the bed every day if that parent's bedroom looks like a mess. Are you listening to me? I mean, that parent can't go into that kid and say, this is what you've got to do, what you've got to do, and then the parent just lets their room be a mess. A father, it's hard for a father to go into his to his young child and say, pick up your underwear out of the bathroom floor and put it in the dirty clothes hamper, if that same father leaves his dirty underwear in the floor. That's being a dictator. He's not living by the exact same precepts that he's giving out to the child. Oh, I better go on before I get somebody upset. No, notice on. Not domineering as arrogant, dictatorial, and overbearing persons over those in your charge, but being examples. Being examples, glory to God. Being examples, patterns, and models of Christian living to the flock, the congregation. And then when the chief shepherd is revealed, you will win the conqueror's crown of glory. Well, I'll tell you what, sometimes it's not easy on this earth as a pastor shepherd. But I'll tell you what, we are playing this for out for a reason. Glory to God, when the chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the chief pastor shepherd, is revealed, we're going to win conquerors' crowns of glory. Glory to God. I tell you what, there's great blessing in being a pastor shepherd. Hallelujah. God's good. Now, the summation is this. The pastor is set forth symbolically as a shepherd. The congregation is set forth symbolically as a flock, as sheep. Now, we are all quite aware of the pastor's responsibility to the sheep. But what about the sheep's responsibility to the pastor shepherd? So not all the pressure is coming on the pastor shepherd now. There's some weight that's going to fall down upon the sheep. Sheep are supposed to respond a certain way. Glory to God. They're supposed to respond to their pastor shepherd a certain way. And nothing about this teaching is going to be dealing with money. That's not the only responsibility that people have. And so money is not even going to enter this equation tonight. We're talking about things that are separated from money. Hallelujah. Now, in the natural, the reason one tends sheep is for the production of something that is marketable. It's the same in the church. And remember, we're not talking about money. Look with me to Proverbs 27, if you would, please. I mean, I suppose someplace there's somebody that has a sheep just for a pet. But if a person is dealing with raising sheep, there is some reason, there's something that that sheep has to produce that is marketable for the sustenance of the one that is keeping and tending sheep. Now look here at Proverbs 27, verse 23. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks. Well, that seems like you'd be talking to a shepherd. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. For riches are not forever. And doth the crown endure to every generation? The hay appeareth, and the tender grass showeth itself, and herbs of the mountains are gathered. The lambs are for thy clothing. So the Lord is speaking of a shepherd, and he says, the lambs are for thy clothing, and the goats are the price of the field. Now it tells us the primary purpose here for the sheep, for the lambs, and it is to provide clothing. Now, Webster says this about clothing, the second definition. It says that clothing is a covering. So the writer of Proverbs, King Solomon, is telling us that the primary purpose for the lambs are to provide a covering. Who? A covering for whom? A covering for the shepherd, because he says, the lambs are for thy clothing. Now, we have all heard some correct and some incorrect teaching that pastors provide a covering for their sheep. There's some correct teaching on that, some incorrect. It's not up to us at this point to get into that. But notice this, I'm proposing to you today that sheep, that congregations are to provide a covering for their pastor's shepherds. Coverings are to protect from the elements. If I go outside and I put on a coat, a covering, it is to protect me from the elements. Now, you need to know that. Now, remember, you have sheep because there's something that's going to be marketable in that sheep and raising and tending those sheep. Now, the sheep, notice again in verse 26, are for thy clothing. I think it's interesting that it says, and the goats are the price of the field. In other words, Glory to God. Goats come around, and goats provide that which is necessary many times to do what you need to do in the gospel. But sheep have a vitally important part to play. Now, there are primarily four kinds of sheep that I can see in the body of Christ. And this is some through experience of dealing with people. There's number one, immature sheep who have not grown to a place for their wool and their skin to be suitable for a covering. They're so young in the Lord that they really can't provide anything from the use of their wool or their skin. The second kind are those that are diseased and sickly whose wool is not suitable for a covering. I mean, the sheep is so sick, the sheep is so diseased that it's not suitable for covering. Now, that's in the natural, and it's also in the spiritual realm. The third kind of sheep of the four, those who have a partial commitment and give of their wool for a covering. You know, a sheep in the natural doesn't have to be real committed to just go into the hands of the shearer and have their wool sheared so that yarn then can be made and a covering made from that wool. But the fourth kind of sheep is a sheep that I like to call those who have a total or deep commitment. And those are the sheep that give of their skin. Now, in order for them to give of their skin, something has to happen. And that which has to happen is they have to die. It's just not they're getting their wool shorn, but they are actually dying so that their sheep skin is given. In other words, they lay down their life for a covering. Praise the Lord. Now, why do pastor teachers need to be covered by a congregation? I'll tell you exactly why. There is opposition to the pastor shepherd. Some people in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ never think of this, that a pastor shepherd actually has opposition. They need to stop and think about it every once in a while. And the Lord wants us to think about it as we're listening to this. There are a kind of sheep that are totally and deeply committed, and they lay down their life for a covering for their pastor. Now, we're speaking symbolically. We're not preaching anything here. We want people to die naturally. But we're talking about laying down their life, putting things aside for the purpose of providing a covering for their pastor. And we'll talk about it as we go a little further. I remember Sister Billy Brim prophesied over me on two occasions that I recall most vividly. The first time in the month of March 1984. And you know, when I write down the prophecies, we got the tape, we had them written down, I keep them at my disposal. I've got them in my desk. I've got them on my computer. I've got them in some of my Bibles, it's written. But in March 1984, she said this to me, "Bind by the Spirit of the Lord, bind the power of the words that have been spoken against you." Well, why would that have to be? Well, because there are forces out there who are opposing, at that time, a much younger pastor shepherd, those forces were opposing this young pastor shepherd, and those forces were causing people to speak forth words that would be detrimental to my life and my ministry. And the prophetess of God spoke by the Spirit of the Lord, "Bind the power of the words that have been spoken against you." Now, there were some other things said, but that's one thing that I wanted to pull out. In March 1985, I was in another meeting with Sister Brim. I believe I was playing trumpet in the meeting. And she prophesied this to me, "Nobody can curse your ministry." Nobody, David. I'm quoting the Spirit of the Lord. "Nobody can curse your ministry." Nobody, David. "How can they curse whom God has blessed?" Now, why would the Lord need to speak to a prophet of God to speak that into a young pastor's life unless there was some opposition? Undoubtedly, in March of 1984, words were being spoken against me. Undoubtedly, in March 1985, it was still happening, and people were cursing my ministry, trying to bring me down. Now, this isn't somebody just on the sideline that happened to bop into a church one night and do a few chandelioses and come up with this. It's from a prophetess of God. Bind the power of the words that have been spoken against you. Nobody can curse your ministry. Nobody, David. How can they curse whom God has blessed? Why does a pastor shepherd need a covering? Because there is opposition to the pastor shepherd. The enemy opposes pastor shepherds. The enemy hates pastor shepherds. You need to realize that. And here's something that some people might not know, so we'll just fill them in on it. The first occupation of one that was born into the earth that the Bible speaks of is a keeper of sheep, or as it is in Hebrew, ra'ah, which is a shepherd. The first occupation spoken of in the Bible is a shepherd by one that was born. There were Adam and Eve, then there was Cain and Abel. But Abel's occupation was the first job spoken of one who was born like the rest of us were born and not formed out of the dust of the earth like Adam was, or from Adam's side like Eve was. Turn with me over to Genesis, the fourth chapter. You're going to find the importance of the pastor shepherd to not only God, but to the kingdom of God. And I thank the Lord Almighty. I thank God I'm called to be a pastor. I thank God. That's all I can say. I thank God. But you need to know some things, Church of the Living God. Amen. Notice this in Genesis, the fourth chapter. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep. He was a tender, he was a shepherd. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. So the shepherd was put before the farmer in this, even though the farmer was older. It just shows you the importance of the shepherd to the Almighty God. He mentions him first of all. Glory to God. So, this keeper of sheep, this shepherd, as we all know, was killed. Why was he killed? Simply because of a revelation he had received concerning the blood and the offering. This man was attacked and killed by the evil one because he had received revelation concerning the blood and the sacrifice or the offering. Revelation came to him. We can read on down. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? Well, he could have learned from what his brother had done. He could have learned, glory to God, that God respects the blood. And there was the shedding of blood. There was an offering of one, the firstling of his flock. He had revelation. Pastor shepherds, we're going to find it in another place here in the Word of God. Pastor shepherds receive revelation of the Lord. I think it's wonderful that we can use by the type and shadow revelation of the blood, revelation of the redemption, and even revelation of sowing and offering unto the Lord. Why does the enemy hate? Why does he hate pastor shepherds? Why was it a pastor shepherd that was killed first by evil? It's because of the revelation that he had. Well, let's find out if the Bible says anything else. So we looked at the first time that Ra'ah, which is the keeper of sheep, was mentioned when it was dealing with one who was born. Now we're going to look at Ra'ah in the Old Testament as it is translated the first time in the Old Testament, and we find that in Genesis 46. Now that's where we're going to pick up. The next podcast is in Genesis, the 46th chapter. Remember, visit us at www.davidoaksministries.org. We'd love to have you log on. Send us an email. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Bye-bye for now.